From the United Nations Development Program, you are listening to the Learning for Nature podcast, where you will learn about nature, people, and sustainability from the indigenous peoples and local communities that are at the forefront of sustainability efforts.
Hello, everyone. My name is Charlotte, and I'm your host for today. I am here with Parfait Mugisha, founder and CEO of the Perfect Village Communities in Burundi. Parfait, thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you very much.
PVC Burundi is one of the 10 winners of the Equator Prize of 2023, an award that honors the remarkable efforts of indigenous peoples and local communities for their innovative nature-based solutions to sustainable development challenges. So, Parfait, I was wondering if you could share the story behind how you started this organization and what inspired you to recognize the need for change.
I saw how the community in which I was born were forced to sell the part of their rent, which is their only source of livelihoods and incomes, to pay for healthcare services. The lifestyle of my community is connected to the environment and the farming practice, which is, didn't really help to improve the health of this community, which is why I'd like to change not only the health of my community, but also the health of environment in which we live, the quality of food that we produce within the community.
Wow. So how exactly did you do that? How did you start this organization?
Before I was a nurse in my community, I have studied these nursing schools because I saw how the community is suffering from malnutrition. And my thought, I was thinking that it was about the non-access to the healthcare services. But when I have created these healthcare structures, I continue to see the children coming in my healthcare structures within my nutrition. And I realized that the people who is living by agriculture are practicing this agriculture on the degraded land. That is why we have beginning to prepare the activities in relationship with the land restoration and work within the community on the regenerative practice that can work to restore degraded land so that they can include food production.
Wow, that sounds like a big challenge. So what are some of the biggest challenges you faced when you started this journey?
The main challenge that I have made, it was about how the natural birth solution can be introduced in their activities without using the chemical product that are toxic for the health of the community, the health of our ecosystem, but also the health of our planet. It was very difficult for us to join one community, to join another community, to organize the training. Our motivation was to use the natural resources that can be available, that we can plant in our landscape, that we can plant in our forest, and to convince the community to test this product and to produce the natural birth solutions from the spaces that we can prepare ourselves from the tree nursery. I didn't have a lot of money. I used the small amount of money that I generate in healthcare project and to introduce this new project that was my first motivation to change the living condition for the people that were working with us in our community.
Wow. So how did you manage to convince people to change the products they were using for their crops? Was it difficult?
First of all, we live in the region where we do have the rate of unemployment, which is very high. And I try to connect to my project, especially the young. I call them to my tree nursery site. They contribute with their time. And in exchange of their time, I give them the small amount of money. But also there are other people, especially the women, who decide to not accept the money as payment, but they choose to accept seed drinks with the high value to produce the natural birth solutions in exchange of their time. But also I was trying to collaborate with local administration so that they can help me to communicate, to raise my voice, so that the local community can understand the reason why they can join our activities. That is what we have done to begin to communicate and to engage the community in our region, even if we didn't already reach a high number of community that are working together, but we continue to grow up day by day.
Wow, that's amazing. And how are people responding to it now? Do you feel like there is a positive response?
Absolutely, absolutely. I see the change in my community because, first of all, the specials that we have multiplied in our tree nurseries, we have distributed them within the small community in this region. But currently, we see the people who continue to come. Can you give me the kind of species that you have given to these farmers? And this is what it showed, that the responses that we have created in our community, it is begin to be replicated in different regions. Also, we do receive the testimonies from the farmers who have already tested our solution, that they say that they begin themselves at home to train other people, and people also coming at their home to learn more what kind of practice that they are using to replace the chemical product that have been used in agriculture by using the natural based solutions that the community can produce themselves at home.
Wow, that's great. That's just amazing. Could you talk a little bit more about the tree nursering and how that works?
Yeah, we begin with the seed collection. We offer the seedling to the community, and at the end, they offer us the seed to prepare the new seedlings. But also in the future, we are looking for so that the community can bring us the leaves, the seed, and add low materials that we can use to produce the natural based solutions that we can sell to other companies in different regions here in Burundi. And when we have the seeds at our site, we call to the community because we are also trying to create the new opportunity of jobs for the people who can work with us in environment production and natural based solution production. And we call the people, especially the young and the youth who are working with us, they receive this job opportunity. We prepare the tree nursery together. We organize the workshop about the tree nursery preparation, regenerative practice. That is how we are working within the tree nursery, within the community.
That's such a great concept. I love that. And you mentioned that you really try to engage the youth in your community. Could you talk a little bit more about how the youth is involved and why that is important to you?
We have chosen to engage the youth, first of all, because they do not have the job that are occupying them for Walmart. And for us, we have chosen this category of youth so that we can create the new opportunity for employment, because they are here since the morning to night. They do not have any source of incomes, and we are trying to connect them to the climate activities, even if the restoration practice that can help them to create their own business so that they can have the source of incomes, but also by giving them the training in agribusiness so that they can stand up and work together with us so that we can succeed to restore the degraded land while creating the new opportunity of job for these young people, especially from the rural areas.
That's amazing. So how big is your community and how many people is involved?
We currently have about 3,000 farmers that are receiving our services. We have already created about 1,500 new jobs, especially for the young and the women. And we have already engaged about 10,000 community members who have participated in our workshop and training in regenerative practice. We are working in the community of about 100,000 people who live in this community.
Wow, that's a lot of people. So, what would you say is your ultimate goal if you could have your dream come true when it comes to PVC Burundi? What would it be?
All our activities are connected because when we are working within the community to try to increase the food production, we are working on how we can reduce the poverty. When we succeed to increase food production, we will have the zero hunger, and the people when are using the natural based solution in place of the chemical product, we have the community who have the good health and the well-being. By engaging the youth and the women, we are also working on gender equity. And at the finally, we have the perfect community, as well as a community that have the food, a community that have the good health, a community that are caring for human, a community that are caring for the planet, a community that working in harmony with the nature, with the environment, and with the health of this community. That is the perfect village that we are creating. That is our vision.
Wow, you're already doing so much to make your dream come true. So now that you have won the Equator Prize, how do you think that this can help you enhance your process?
This Equator Prize is helping us to be communicated in different networks. Even if for UNDP here in Burundi, we have been contacted by first time by the UNDP in Burundi because of this Equator Prize, receiving different training that help us to discover our impact at different level, to be connected to different communities that are working in the same area with us. We think that we should learn and we should discover different opportunities from this Equator Prize. And also, it is a prize in money that will help to include our community investment so that we can really succeed to serve more people, to work with more community, and to succeed our vision.
Sounds good. So, if you could say something to young people around the world who want to start their own environmental initiative, what would you say to them?
We do not need more money to begin our initiatives, but we do need our motivation to begin our initiatives. And I can say that the environment, it is a huge opportunity which can help these young people to create the new opportunity of job, to generate income, to generate the wisdom within the community, and to succeed to try to help the community in which they have born, because the young have the force, have the intelligence, have the skills to success this. That is what I would say by inviting the young people, the young generation, to take action in climate change action, to succeed to create a social impact, to succeed to respond to the climate change crisis while satisfying our basic needs in our community, in our home.
So as long as we have the motivation, we have everything we need to get started. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, at the final end, we'd like to invite everyone, even if the policies, the decision maker, even if the investors, even if the other communities, even if the organization and enterprises, to come across to work together, especially for our Africa, because we are living in the region where 65% of forest and land are degraded. That is why I would like to invite everyone to work together so that we can change the lifestyle of the community by creating the added value in our landscape, in our forest, so that our community can live without cutting trees, but by using the resources that can be available to generate income, to change their living condition, and to succeed to create a health planet for a healthcare community.
Thank you so much, Parfait, for sharing your time and your knowledge and all the work that you do. It's really inspiring, and I hope that your community will just continue to grow and grow and grow until you reach the perfect villages that you envision.
I'm sorry, Tree. That is my dream. That is what I'm deciding every time when I'm thinking a perfect village, a perfect community, a community that can inspire other people to work like we are doing and to succeed, to create, to reach our vision.
For more stories about sustainable development, please go to the Learning for Nature channel. Thank you for listening.